Okay, well, I'm at Crafts on the final day today, and it's my favourite day because it's Hound and Terrier Day. And I'm with a very special greyhound today called Danny and his owner, Tony Nevitt. Now, Danny was found in Ireland wandering about 2 years ago. And I'm just going to ask Tony to tell us a little bit more about Danny and why he's so special.
Danny was found in Ireland 2 years ago, and we brought him over to be a reading education assistance dog. He goes into schools and he works with special needs children and mainstream children, and he helps them to read.
That's absolutely brilliant. Now, greyhounds have such a great nature, so has he taken to it like a duck to water? That's the wrong analogy, but has he taken to it well?
He has such a calming effect on the kids. They love him. He doesn't judge them, he doesn't criticise them. And being a greyhound, he's so laid back. They just absolutely adore him and cuddle and read a book to him.
That's really good. Can you tell people a little bit more about the Bark and Read scheme? Because that's why you're here today, isn't it?
Yeah, the Bark and Read scheme was founded by the Kennel Club last year. And it's a scheme to get dogs into all schools in the UK to read to children and also to get children around dogs.
So how does it actually work? Do they read at the same time that they're stroking Danny, or does Danny take a book to them? Or
They lay down with Danny and they just read the book to Danny and they stroke him, which has a calming nature. And he's very good with special needs children because they seem to bond with him. Because not all special needs children like us humans.
No, that's true.
But they love Danny. And greyhounds are perfect for this. Absolutely perfect because of their nature.
And what's Danny's favourite book, do you think, after all the stories he's been read?
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Now, I've not come across Clifford the Big Red Dog. What's Clifford the Big Red Dog about, apart from a big red dog?
It's about a big red dog who lives with a little girl, and Danny loves it.
Well, that's good to know. And Danny, of course, is a lovely blue and white greyhound, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I understand that he won a very special award last year, too.
Yeah, last year he was the International Federation of Animal Welfare Amazing Dog of 2011.
Wow.
He went to the House of Lords and was presented with his prize by Baroness Gale and Brian May of Queen.
Oh, my goodness. And are you a Queen fan?
Yeah, and I've got some lovely pictures of Brian with Danny, and they just fell in love with each other.
Did they? And he didn't try and steal Danny from you by any chance?
No chance.
I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. And have you had a lot of interest today in the scheme?
Absolutely loads. And loads of people with greyhounds, which is a very, very good thing. You know, and if it gives the breed something good, because they're such lovely dogs, aren't they? And people get the wrong idea that they need loads of exercise. They need totally not so.
No, they are the biggest couch potatoes ever. And I can just see that Danny at the moment is nicely relaxing on a big beanbag, which is where obviously the children come and join him to read. Now, I also understand that Danny and you are off to America soon. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we're going to America in August to work with a therapy dog group called Corridor Therapy Dogs in Iowa. We're going to be visiting different places with Danny and do some work out there.
That's absolutely brilliant. Now, if people want to become involved with the scheme, especially those who have some lovely retired racers who are really friendly and love children, what can they do, or where should they go?
The first thing you need to do is get your dog registered as a therapy dog, either through the Blue Cross, Pets of Therapy, or some scheme like that. And then if they go in onto the www.kennelclub.org.uk/Bark and Read Foundation, and there's all the news on there.
Well, that's brilliant. I think I may even have a look at it for one of my dogs, Stevie. I think he'd make a really good Pets as Therapy dog. So thank you very much for your time today.
Pleasure.
I'm going to sign off now and give Danny a little cuddle. So thank you very much, Tony.
Thanks.
Okay.